8:45 on the ticket. Last segment, we talked about the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy that happened right here in Dallas. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is a noted conspiracy theorist who wants to talk about that historical event. I'm sorry, sir, what was your name?
My name is Taz Whittledit. I'm an author and lecturer. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay.
Chaz Whittledit.
Chaz Whittledit, yes.
All right, okay. So what is your take on the assassination?
Well, what happened on November 22nd, 1963 was one of the worst things to ever happen to our country.
Well, yes, yeah. That the president was murdered in such a public, awful way.
No, I mean that we blamed an innocent man for a horrible crime. That's the real tragedy.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Look, it's obvious that Oswald did not kill Kennedy, and anyone with half a brain can see that. So we've got that part covered here. But the real question is not did Oswald kill Kennedy. The real question is why did we allow the CIA and the mob to pay off the Secret Service to allow Jackie's hit on her husband to take place?
Oh, my gosh. That is way out there.
Look, you guys, well, of course, you know about the seven martyrs.
No.
Well, the seven martyrs is you can look this up. It's in my book. The seven martyrs are a secret world governing organization who had made several offhanded comments about wanting to get Kennedy out of the way. Now, you mean to tell me it's just a coincidence that Kennedy is killed after they make these offhanded comments?
Well, yes, yeah, seven random people. Yes,
I mean it beggars reason.
Well, no. I mean, what about all the evidence that ties Oswald to the rifle and the location? And I mean, there's a lot of evidence. That's the evidence that we ought to be focused on.
Well, that little bedtime story you just spun is a nice little bit of fiction, George. It really is. But I noticed that as you were going through that detailed evidence about handprints on rifles and whatnot, that you mysteriously did not mention LBJ's mistress. Why did you?
Yeah, George.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with this. If he did have one.
Listen to me. Stop focusing on the school book depository and guns and all that. LBJ had a mistress at the Petroleum Club, and she later told a neighbor that the John Birch Society was working with the Cubans to get the Chicago mob to take Kennedy out. And this is all in my book, Rush to 6 Seconds in Dallas. Why RFK had the motive and the means.
Oh, gosh. That's his brother. Okay. He's heartbroken over this whole thing.
I think, I'm not going to feel sorry for his brother when his brother was the one who ordered it. Okay?
That's ridiculous.
So why do you, don't spend any time feeling sorry. You have to look at who stood to benefit from Kennedy being out of the way. That will, right there,
no,
that alone will tell you all you need to know. Did you know? No, hold on. Let me finish, George. You ask me a question, then you don't let me talk. Do you know that after they showed the casket being unloaded from Air Force One in Washington,
uh-huh,
and then once again after they showed the casket riding in a horse-drawn carriage down the road in Washington for the funeral, that casket sales in the U.S. went up by 43% the next year. Where was Carl Fassbender, the president of the Funeral Association of North America, on the 22nd of November 1960?
I don't know where.
He's involved?
This is all in my book, okay. Eternal Comfort, Funeral of One, The Rush to Judgment at Dallas Police Headquarters.
Okay. How many books do you have?
I have written over 58 books about the assassination.
58?
Yes. Yes. Each and every one of them detailing the... right now, at present count, the 287 organizations that killed Kennedy on November 22nd.
I'll say, okay. It sounds like they all have different theories.
I know y'all are up against it.
Yeah. We are. We got to run.
But I can keep talking. So
no.
what you really need to focus on is Teddy Kennedy.
No.
And he was involved in an illegal cricket match in 1956. With
okay.
a guy.
All right, we got to let her go. That's just ridiculous.
That's Chaz Whittledit. He claims to be an author and lecturer of the Kennedy assassination.